Gil Locks lives in the old city, and he has a beautiful old city home. As an old city resident, I could tell you it is an expensive item to have an old city home. So when you ask him, how did he get his old city home, he says the following story. That he had a car, and this car truck apartment cost about $500, and he traded it and got about $1 million house for that $500, I don't know, at the time, van. So how did he do that? So he explains that the Gemara teaches that if a person's, you know, medakdik about mitzvahs, and particularly medakdik, he's strict about mezuzah, so Hashem will give him a beautiful house. Because you care about the mezuzah on the, you know, protecting the home, so God's going to give you midah k'neged midah, a beautiful home. So that's his only explanation as to how he somehow got such a beautiful home. And so there's a lot of interesting stories in his book, Coming Back to Earth, about Gil's, you know, strictness when it comes to the mitzvah of mezuzah. So, as you know, I work at the Kotel Tunnels, so I was really excited to find out that he was the guy that every time they were going, you know, deeper and deeper into the tunnels of the Kotel, he put up 32 mezuzahs. Every time there was an opening, he put up a mezuzah. Even though technically probably no one lives there, so you might not need a mezuzah, but for educational purposes, he put up a mezuzah. So that's one example, but there's a lot of other crazy stories about how strict he was, how that's just the mitzvah that he got super excited about. There's a story that he tells about how when he was really young, he was a little bit of a fanatic about mezuzah, and there was a Holocaust museum that was opening up in L.A. in Pico Street, and they were saying, well, we don't know why the Holocaust happened. And he got up and said, you know why? Because you didn't put up mezuzahs in your house. I.e., they didn't have any mezuzahs on the doorposts of the new museum. So later he tried to explain that he didn't actually mean that that's why the Holocaust happened. But he was trying to make the point that if we're not strict about mitzvahs, like mezuzah, then it's going to lead to another spiritual Holocaust. So whether you agree with that type of action or not, I don't know if he would do it again now that he's a little bit older and wiser, but you could get the vibe that he was just like super duper strict. And that was just his mitzvah. He put up hundreds of mezuzahs all over the world. And you know, in his book, he has all sorts of crazy stories about these mezuzahs. So there's a really interesting story here where we know that mezuzahs has a simple level. On the Rambam says it's there to remind us to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every time we walk through the mezuzah, we should feel the love of God and to remind us when we're going out into the doorpost of the world, you know, of love of Hashem. And there's a mystical level where the mezuzahs are supposed to protect over us. That's why it says, Shakai, Shomer Daltot Yisrael. The mezuzah is meant to be a protection, just like the blood of the Pesach, of the Korban Pesach, that was put onto the doorpost when the Jewish people were leaving Egypt. So there's a Rabbi Ben Tov, and what he does is he reads your mezuzahs, and from your mezuzahs, he can actually tell you different things that are happening to you in your life. So Gil, unfortunately, his wife left him and took his children from Yerushalayim back to Chutz Laaretz. So Rabbi Ben Tov came to his house and looked at the mezuzahs. He invited him to look at the mezuzahs. And he has this magnifying glass, and he said, you lost your children. So Gil says, how do you know that? He says, your mezuzahs told me. So in other words, apparently, mystically speaking, your mezuzahs are watching over what's going on in your life. Another story he tells, that there was a man who told me that this Rabbi Yom Tov told him to get rid of the magazines under his couch. Another man told him that his mother was shocked to hear the rabbi say that they had idols in their house, one hidden away in the storage area and over the closet, and another on the walls of their house. They ran home and searched the closet. Sure enough, when his brother traveled to the Far East, he brought back beautifully hand-carved ivory statues of a Buddha. and his sister, who had worked for the embassy in Africa, brought back a large wooden spoon with an African tribal god carved into the handle, which was hanging on the kitchen wall. A friend of Gil from the Kotel told me he had been looking for a wife for over 20 years. Finally, out of total frustration, he took the mezuzah from his room to the rabbi, thinking that perhaps he could explain to him why he had not found a wife. The rabbi looked at the mezuzah and said, "Congratulations, you're going to get married within a month." The man was elated. He went home to wait, and sure enough, within 1 month, his roommate got married. He didn't get married, but his roommate did. But I guess the rabbi read the mezuzahs and knew someone was going to get married in that room. A close friend of mine told me the rabbi inquired about something that my friend had completely forgotten about. He told the rabbi that he was wrong. There was nothing wrong with his leg and that they should talk about other things. When he returned home and discussed what the rabbi had told his wife, she scolded him. "Don't you remember? Your leg was in a cast last year." So anyways, these are just a bunch of crazy stories where this rabbi apparently, according to these stories, can read your mezuzahs, and your mezuzahs are watching over you and protecting you, but they also see what's going on in your house and take spiritual notes. So whether you believe in these crazy mystical stories or not, we definitely believe in Judaism that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over our every action, and there's going to be a videotape in the Olam Shalmala. So Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should bless us in this Chodesh Kislev when the Hanukkah menorah, we're going to start lighting it soon. We have the menorah on one side and Zuz is on the other. Hashem should protect over us, and we should light up the world with emunah, then the ahava that the mezuzah reminds us that we have to have, ahava Hashem, that we should always have every moment of our lives. Be'ezrat Hashem.